Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, everybody. What an exciting and beautiful day it is. It is the first time I feel like we're having fall weather.
It is.
Isn't it lovely?
Yeah.
Yeah. Top's coming off the car as soon as we leave.
Okay. Yeah. Top down is good.
Top down.
Yeah. Excuse me. We had a interesting week in that we had an opportunity to drive on the Blue Ridge Mountain Highway. This
that was
past
nice.
Week, took a few days off and saw some mountains. We don't often see mountains here in Florida. In fact, we never see them.
Yeah, it's a big treat for me because, you know, I don't leave Florida very often. And to come back that way instead of just going 95, it was beautiful.
Yeah,
just beautiful.
We see hills when we go to Tallahassee.
Yeah.
But we went to Charlottesville to visit with my my brother and my nephew, and going through and seeing all that was just absolutely gorgeous. Seeing some change of color in the leaves that we will see here on some of the trees, but we have so many pine trees here that they don't change color, do they?
No.
They don't have leaves.
They start green and go brown, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So welcome, everyone. It is October 17th. We are in the fourth quarter of 2020, almost 2021. And it's a special day. Do you know why, Angela?
Why, Howard?
Well, as you know, we start off the show always telling about what's special about today. So it is Bridge Day. No, not the card game, the road structure. Bridge Day.
Really?
It's also Edge Day. Now, that's a weird one. It's to celebrate the straight lifestyle. Now, I don't mean straight versus gay. I mean living on the straight line, doing the right thing.
Okay, so when I was raising my children, there was a thing called straight edge. Is that the same thing?
Yeah, living the straight edge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they were kids that didn't smoke, didn't drink, you know, were good.
They're living
values.
The straight edge.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
It's also, and this applies to you and to me, forgive an ex day. You're not saying a word. How about that one?
Okay.
Forgive
an interesting
ex
one.
Day. And something to do with dietary things.
What?
It's four, as in the number four.
Okay.
Four prunes day.
That's fun.
Four prunes day. And I love yarn day.
I love yarn day.
Where do these things
come? Know.
I don't know.
How do they even get a day is what I want to know. What is the process to get a day?
I don't know. Some group starts it and then it gets adopted and becomes a day. I don't know. It's International Cassette Store Day and also International Video Store Day. There aren't many.
I can't believe
those.
There's any cassettes left.
Well, there are.
I mean,
it's also.
I might actually have some. Actually, I just don't have anything to play them on.
It's international.
You have them?
It's International Repair Day to thank all those folks that are still into repairing of TV sets and radios and appliances. To thank all those people.
Well, I was going to give a shout out to Tom.
From our neighborhood.
From my neighborhood. I believe his last name's Casey. And he's an air conditioning guy. And he went by Mackenzie's house on the way to his date. He had his wife in the car. They were going out. And he still stopped by to fix her problem. And I thought, wow, that's service. That's really service.
Really good service. So we'll give a shout out to him. Also, one that you personally are going to love. It's National Pasta Day.
I love it.
You love you some pasta, don't you?
Pasta.
And also, if you borrowed money from a friend, whether it was a month ago, a year ago, perhaps even 20 years ago, it is National Payback a Friend Day.
Huh.
And also what is celebrated in a number of states, but not necessarily this one. In fact, when I moved to the state and it was Ohio, they said, well, October 17th, it's Sweetest Day. And I had never heard of Sweetest Day. It's just like Valentine's Day, where you buy flowers or candy for your sweetheart. So happy Sweetest Day to you, Angela, from me. Happy Sweetest Day.
Yay, Howard.
Yeah. And it's Wear Something Gaudy Day.
Aww.
Yes. It's also Black Poetry Day to honor those poets who are black that write poetry. And if you have a dog, it's National Fetch Day.
So, could I do that with you?
I'm not a dog, but thank you very much for that. I appreciate that so very much.
I could have you fetch something for me, like a cup of coffee or something.
Well, because you did that, I'm going to give you another one.
Uh-oh.
Yes, it's Mulligan Day, which is often used in golf, which means essentially to give someone another chance. So I'm going to give you a mulligan on that one.
Look at you being such a great husband.
All right. There are a few others, but that is enough for today. Welcome, everyone, to Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard in our almost 10-year anniversary on the show. We're your problem-solving realtors on the radio, and we come to you every Saturday morning. We are, of course, live, as we almost are virtually every single week. You know, right before the Van Wees, who are also live. Hey, we have a contest for you. You know, we've been talking about that the real estate market is very, very good. And it has been for, oh gosh, over a year now. And it has been good virtually all over the country. Now, there are some pockets in individual states that may not be so good. But here is the interesting thing. In the last couple months, 49 of the 50 states had higher buyer traffic than a year ago. What is the lone 50th state that did not have higher buyer traffic than a year ago? And what is the reason why? So you got to get the state and the reason. And I'll tell you, it's not Florida, okay, folks? It's not Florida.
Florida's kicking it. Yeah, we're doing great. Lots of buyer demand.
So put your thinking caps on and think, what state is it where real estate has not been doing well over the past year?
So many people are so happy they want to stay where they are. Is that what you mean? Because we're talking about buyers and increased buyer activity.
So if there aren't buyers, then nobody's selling their house either.
Interesting.
What do you think?
Well, I'm looking at the answer, and I would never have guessed it in a 50 tries. Well, maybe I think 49 tries. Anyway.
All right.
Let's talk about the numbers here, Northeast Florida.
All right.
This past week, for homes and condominiums, 827 offers got accepted. That was up 7% from last week. And 572 new homes came on the market. So that was about the same as it was last week. Very little change. 221 of the 572, and that's 39%. Howard, they're already under contract. And 560 of you actually closed on a house for yourself, and we say congratulations.
There you go.
Number is up 7%.
Yeah. 69, by the way, of those 221, well, they went under contract the very first day.
Yeah.
It's just amazing how
these numbers are better than our typical summer numbers, our typical high numbers.
Oh, man.
It's crazy, isn't it?
We got lots of interesting stuff to talk about. We have a story today about haunted houses.
It won't be participating.
And Halloween.
I don't like it.
How's the voice?
Creepy.
Creepy? Okay. We got another story that we started to do last week, but we ran out of time. We're going to tell you about that. Hey, so call in with your guest, 222-8255. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
To my realtor listeners out there, do you have sellers that want to sell a condo? Do you have buyers that want to buy a condo? Have you been told that the condo is not financeable, not on the list, or required 25% down? Did you know that there's a 3% down conventional financing for condos that are not on the list? Call Christine Kennedy at 904-514-6969. To see how you can get your condo financed for as little as 3% down. Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show, we are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard team advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, 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 happy Saturday.
There you go.
Yes, it's gorgeous weather. That always makes us happy.
Hey, Angela said that during the break I should give a shout out. So I'm going to give a little bit of a personal shout out to a person whose name was Melvin. And Melvin is a World War II veteran, and there aren't that many of them around. He was in the Navy during World War II, and there's an interesting story about Melvin, so I'm going to tell that because you may find it interesting. He served in Africa and was on a ship and was returning from Africa to the United States, and everybody on the ship thought they would be deployed back to, not back to, but to be deployed to the Pacific to fight in the western part of the war. And on the way back from Africa, they all got word that the Japanese had surrendered. So there was elation on the ship that the war was over.
Yes.
Now, they docked in New York Harbor, and they were all given leave for quite some time, and they docked in Manhattan, and he got off the ship, and the streets of Manhattan were absolutely filled with people that were cheering and just partying that the war was over.
Yes.
And you hear stories about, in fact, there's one famous picture where a sailor is hugging and bending over this woman.
Right.
And kissing her.
Yes.
Well, it would normally take Mel about 45 minutes to get home. It took Mel 4 hours to get home. And that's because there were so many people and he had absolute strangers go up to him and just women, men patting him on the back and women just, he was in his dress whites, kissing him all over his torso and all over his face because they were so happy that the war was over and thanking the sailors for all the service that they had done. Great, great story. And Melvin was he had great stories over the years, and 95 years old, and he passed away this week. But before he did, he and I had great conversations about that he was ready to go. His wife had passed away about 10 years earlier, and he was ready to see his wife. So, and some people asked me, would I be sad when this person died? And I said, it's what he wanted. So this person that I knew for a long time was a person that was dear to me because I had known him a long time. Would I be sad that he was gone? Well, I would miss the phone calls, as I'm sure I will, but it's what he wanted. He was ready to go. Well, Mel was my dad. So what I want to say to all of you is, whether it's your mom, your dad, your uncle, your good friend, take the opportunity when you have it, if you haven't done it in a while, to give them a call, to say hi, to share a memory, whatever that is, because all of you have great memories. So I am not mourning. What I am is celebrating the great life that he had, the great life that we had together. So I'm here today. He died a week ago today, and he was a great man. He was a great dad. He was a great friend. And I just thought I would share that story with you about World War II, because that was another part of his life that he shared with me. And then I thought that I would share it with you folks.
And we always say those fellows and ladies were part of the greatest generation that ever happened to our country, ever served our country. So
anyway.
He'll be missed.
So, Angela, thank you for suggesting that I share that with folks.
Well, anyway, you know what you always do when it's like Father's Day and whatever, or his birthday, or you always gave a shout out and stuff because, of course, he listened from far away.
Yes.
Virginia, which is where we were this week. So.
Yeah. So I want to remind everyone about what the contest is. In the last few months, 49 states, or, you know, and probably more than last few months, last several months, the real estate market has been terrific, and it has been in 49 states, but one state, not so much. So what was that state, and why has the real estate market been not so good? So give us a call. What's the number, Angela?
To talk to me, you have to call 222-TALK, which is 8255. And, of course, that's area code 904.
So, Angela, before the break, you talked about the local numbers, but what's going on with interest rates?
All right. Well, here's a very interesting report this week. The 30-year rate fell 0.06 of a point to 2.18%. It's the 12th consecutive week below 3%, and the new all-time record low.
Another all-time record.
This is crazy, right? I mean, there's plenty of buyers in the marketplace. It doesn't seem that the rates should need to keep dropping. They just need houses to find. Yeah. We need people who want to sell to put their houses on the market.
Well, let me remind everybody what that number means. It's a Freddie Mac number where the banks are, the 25 largest banks are interviewed with an average of loans that they made over, closed, I should say, over the last Thursday or this past Thursday. So, and that's reported. So some of the rates could be higher than that, depending on your credit score. Some of them could be lower. And again, the rates may have changed, you know, the next day on average, the day before. So it's just one particular moment in time.
Yes.
Okay. What happened to the 15-year?
Well, the 15-year rate, it also fell 0.02 of a point to 2.35%, matching the all-time record set 3 weeks ago. So, wow.
Another
right?
all-time record.
It's crazy. The VA and the FHA 30-year rate is currently 2.41%. Now, these records are, or these rates are continued. Ah, I can't talk. These rates are expected to continue to remain low throughout all of 2020 and to potentially lower as the virus problem continues, which we certainly saw that on the news in the last 24 hours. So here's the deal. If you have a secure job, now is the time to buy as rates are incredible. And for you sellers, there are plenty of buyers willing to buy.
There are. And there are people that are not only buying and selling, but people that are refinancing if they have a higher rate. Do you know there are also people that are getting a home equity line just for the purpose of investing money because it's so money is so cheap that they believe that they can invest some of the money they have and get a better return than the 2.5, 2.75, whatever rate they can get return in the stock market. Now, you have to have enough money in the bank. You know, this is not for someone that is 70 years old that needs a nest egg or something. You know, you need to talk to your financial advisor about whether you should be doing that or not. But some people believe that they can make more money on the investment side than it will cost them. So it's using other people's money, meaning the government's, to get money, to invest money. Perhaps start a business. Perhaps do something else.
Buy real estate.
Buy real estate. You and
yes.
I have bought some real estate over the years,
we have.
Haven't we?
Yeah.
All right. We still like. Haven't had anybody call in with a guest to be
well,
to be.
I
which
mean, come on.
State.
The funny part is, there's only 50 answers, potential answers,
and we told you it's not Florida.
That makes it 49 potential answers.
Yes. And so, it's not.
Should we
the,
go on?
It's not the District of Columbia, which is not a state.
How about? Should I guess?
What do you mean, should you guess? You already know the answer. You looked at it. It's written down for you. You're not allowed to guess, and we're not giving any hints yet.
I was fixing to say we could rule out.
No, not yet. We're not in the third segment yet.
Hmm.
I think Alan just got a call. Maybe we have a caller. Oh, we do have a caller, but you hear the music, so there's only less than a minute left. So, caller, would you please hang on the line? And we will come right back to you. I think it's about a 3 minute break. So please. Oh, it's Angela's daughter that is on the line with the guests. Oh my goodness. So Mackenzie, please stay on the line and we will come back to you.
I guess she's gonna need some Publix gift cards.
I don't know. Well, we'll see what happens. We'll see if she knows the
smart.
Answer. We'll see if she knows
pretty
the answer.
Smart.
So stay with us, everyone. And after the guest, then we will tell everyone our haunted house real estate story. So stay with us, everyone.
You could wait and do that in a couple weeks.
We could. We'll see what happens. Stay with us. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump is pledging the nation's seniors will be first in line for coronavirus vaccines, among the promises he made yesterday, talking to a campaign gathering in Florida. In his remarks, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden told a gathering in Michigan that the president's trying to kill the Affordable Care Act. A record-setting amount of early voting is taking place, changing the nature of the 2020 election. More than 22 million people have voted so far. That's already about 16% of all the votes that were cast in 2016. A shocking crime in France. A teacher there beheaded, and police have shot and killed the suspect, saying it's probably a case of Islamic terrorism. The Trump administration has finished work on a regulatory rollback that weakens an Obama-era rule shutting down coal ash ponds that lack adequate linings. This is SRN News.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. Almost every day, we see customers who've shopped around and are totally confused about how to select a diamond. They're looking for someone qualified who'll tell them the truth and they can trust. They've heard about certificates on diamonds, wholesale diamonds, internet diamonds, deals that a friend of a friend can get them, and the prices that range from unbelievably low to unbelievably high. One of the reasons for the confusion is if you look at the factors of grading a diamond, after you know the carat weight, there are 11 grades for cut, 21 grades for color, 11 grades for clarity, so you have 2,541 different possibilities, all with different prices. That's where Underwoods helps straighten out the confusion, because we have the American Gem Society credentialed professionals that'll help guide a customer to the right diamond for them, one she'll be happy with for the rest of her life. So come by and let one of our professionals help you. At Underwoods, San Marco, Avondale, or the shops of Pontevedra.
Do you know who was voted the Bold City's best plumber? Roland Reisch Plumbing. Here's why. Roland Reisch Plumbing promises great work on time and does it. The good news spreads fast. For all plumbing issues, large or small, you want the Bold City's best. Click Plumber in Jax.com. Your friends and neighbors have used them, and that's why they went to Jacksonville.com to vote Roland Reisch Plumbing Jacksonville's top plumber. 24/7. Roland Reisch Plumbing is standing by, whether it's routine work or a middle-of-the-night emergency. Just call 904-260-7059. If you have a leak, can't wait a week, please call Roland Reisch Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Roland Reisch Plumbing is proud to have been voted Bold City's best plumber. They intend to stay number one. Call 904-260-7059. Call 904-260-7059.
This is Mike Lester with the Guarding Your Nest Egg radio show. The number one question I get these days is what will happen to my portfolio after the upcoming election? That's a legitimate concern. Don't wait to see what happens to your portfolio on the morning of November 4th. Make sure you have a plan. In my opinion, you'll need two plans. For a complimentary analysis and a plan to election-proof your portfolio, visit us at planbiden.com.
Investment advisory services are offered through Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
Partly sunny all weekend and then through next week with a high today about 75 and a high tomorrow and the rest of the week into the lower 80s. Sunday and the rest of the week partly cloudy at nights with lows into the 70s and a 30% chance of rain starting tonight running through Friday.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, 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 happy Saturday. And I understand we have a caller.
Good morning, caller.
Hi.
Hi. You sound happy like other happy people I know.
Yeah, it must be a happy, happy, happy Saturday.
Well, this is Mackenzie. This is Angela's daughter. So
yes, that happy runs in the family.
Yeah, so let me repeat the contest for everybody else's sake. In the last few months, 49 states Had a lot of buyer traffic, much more than a year ago. What was the lone 50th state that did not, and why?
All right, so it's a shot in the dark here.
Okay.
But I'm thinking it might be New York because of COVID and people not wanting to go to a hot spot.
Well,
That's an excellent guess.
I thought a lot of people would guess that it would be one of the states that had a lockdown because of COVID, but that is not the case.
Oh, man.
I know.
Yeah. But thank you for guessing. Thank you for listening to the show. And you better listen because your mother, you know.
I was fixing to say, do you have any real estate questions while you're on the line?
No, you ask a lot of them lately.
Yeah. Yes. All right. I think I've basically tapped you guys out.
All right. Thanks so much. Take care.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. So it is not New York. And all right, it's time to give a hint. It is not because of COVID.
And it's not New York.
And it's not New York.
So we've ruled out Florida and New York.
Yes. And we've ruled out COVID.
Yes.
So don't think that it's a state affected by COVID.
What else do you want to rule out?
That's it for now.
Oh,
come on, people.
Come on.
Come on,
you
people.
You could do more. You can do more. All right. Let's have other people call. 222-8255. That's 222-8255.
All right.
Call in and give a guess. There's only 50 options, and we've already told you two that it's not. We're down to 48 options.
Okay. You know, hurricane season is still here, and rainstorms can still be coming. So I want to talk about what to do in the first 48 hours after a flood. Now, I'm going to remind people of this anytime a big, big rainstorm is coming. So there are certain things that you should do, actually, in the first 48 hours. And so, and the first thing you should do is only return to your house if it's safe to do so. And after you get back to the house, turn off the water supply. We don't want you accidentally drinking some of the water or using the water. The second thing is take pictures. Oh, we have a caller. Let's go directly to the caller.
Yeah, calls are fun.
We've got Rob. Good morning, Rob.
Howard, Angela, how are you guys?
Oh, hey, Rob. How are you doing?
Our Rob. Rob is a member of our team.
He is indeed. How you doing, Rob?
I'm doing amazing on this lovely Saturday.
See?
What about yourselves?
We are all just the happiest people, aren't we?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Welcome back to Florida.
Thank you.
But my guess was also New York first.
Okay.
I was told I was wrong.
Yes, you were.
I'm going to guess West Virginia.
It was
interesting.
Interesting. It was not West Virginia.
Hmm.
What was your guess for, just for curiosity, what was your guess for why West Virginia?
I don't see that a lot of people would move to West Virginia, but I could be wrong.
Well, it could be people moving within the state. But anyway.
That could be the case as well. Yeah.
But a good guess. So the economy in West Virginia is doing okay. They have had more sales and more activity than they had for last year.
Mm.
Well, that's great. Good news for them.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling and, of course, for continually listening to the show. And Rob has been on the show a few times. Rob is one of our buyer's agents, so he helps a lot of especially first-time home buyers and some of the people that he knows from his band days. Rob is a former member of the Atlanta Falcons drumline as well, more importantly, the Jaguars band line, and teaches a lot of students at Bartram Trail High School. He teaches them drums, of course. So, and
Rob
now,
is a very busy, busy dad and realtor and citizen, and we just love Rob.
Yes. So thank you for calling and for being with
us. Awesome. Thank you.
All right. You take care.
Thank you.
Talk to you later. Bye. All right. So We were talking about
water.
Flood.
Flooding.
All right. Turn off the water supply. Take pictures for documentation for any insurer and for tax purposes, because you're allowed to deduct certain damage, even if you don't get any relief from someone, whether that relief is an insurance company or FEMA. By the way, flood is not covered by a homeowner's policy, but you may have a flood policy.
I always recommend to people when they move to Florida for the first time to get flood insurance, whether they need it or not, for the first year that they're here, till they figure out what the weather and flow of water patterns are around their home.
Yeah. Also, protect your health. You know, if you have them, wear waders and wear gloves, boil water, throw out any food that may have been spoiled, and call your insurer if applicable. And even though flood is not covered by a homeowner's policy, remember, flood is often accompanied by wind. It could be a hurricane or a big storm. So some of the damage might be covered under your homeowner's policy. And sometimes it's questionable whether or not some of the damage could be wind or could be from rising water. For example, if a hurricane rips the roof off your home and, 12 inches of water comes in through the hole in the roof, well, that's not a flood. So that would be covered. So call your insurer and get them out there to come and look. Also, determine if your home is in what's considered to be what's called by the government a disaster area, and therefore it would be eligible for various types of assistance. Now, that assistance could be money, it could be housing, or it could be some other sort of aid. There are a couple more. Remove the water as best you can from the house. Now, if you don't have any buckets, use a pot that you have. Water's very heavy, so don't strain yourself. It weighs between 7 and 8 pounds a gallon. So just do the best you can. Open doors and open windows for fresh air and for ventilation. Also, mold is the worst thing that you have to worry about. So you need to mitigate any mold damage. So remove all wet contents, furniture, rugs, carpet, but again, keep track of what you are removing, because some of those things can be paid for by your insurance company, as well as some of those things may be salvageable if you hire a flood restoration service. And a flood restoration service can fix your house as well as some of the personal property. You also need to remove the wet wallboard. It used to be called drywall, but I thought I should never say drywall when it's wet. All right. Also, remove the wet baseboards. And also, lastly, secure the property. So put boards up over broken windows. Put tarps up over any damaged roof. By the way, FEMA will also supply you with tarps, because not everyone has a tarp in their home, certainly not big enough to cover part of the roof if some of the roof was damaged by a fallen tree, if it was also a wind event. So those are the things that you need to do in the first 24 hours, if you can, by a flood event. The most important thing, of course, is your own safety. So when the government tells you to get out because a flood is coming, get out. That's the most important thing, because flood water rise. The Black River a couple of years ago came up very, very suddenly, went down very, very suddenly, and we had a few people die here. They never expected the Black River here.
The Black Creek,
I'm sorry, to come up, and, it was kind of the perfect storm. The wind blew just the right way as the waters were rising. We know some people that had some devastating problems to their house. So, all right, we still need someone to call in with the correct answer To our question, what's the 49th state, the 50th state, that did not do well, that is not doing well? I will give a hint. It is west of the Mississippi River.
Okay.
Narrows it down.
Yes.
West of the Mississippi River. So call in with your guess of what state is not doing well from a real estate perspective. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services.
Angela and I are reaching out to all of our fellow realtors. Do you recommend mortgage lenders that only have one or two basic vanilla types of mortgage products? So many home buyers need one of the many different flavors of mortgages that Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners offers. Don't lose a buyer because you can't get them qualified to purchase a home. From self-employed to no tax returns to one day out of bankruptcy to even bank statement-only programs, you can even get your buyers up to a $2,000 tax credit every year of the loan. Give Christine a call at 514-6969. That's 514-6969.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, 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 happy Saturday.
Oh,
did
my.
You know it was a happy Saturday?
It is, because it's a beautiful day outside.
Yes. And we have a day full of appointments.
We do.
And it's such a lovely day. We'll put the top down and let the wind blow my hair around. I love all that.
Yes, we help a lot of people decide what improvements they need to make to their home to get it ready for sale. So we are meeting with two of those people today. Because we're going to be listing their houses. One of them is in Jack's Golf and Country Club, and one of them is in East Hampton. Mm-hmm. So both of them are very, very nice houses.
Oh, yes.
And we're going to be talking about them within 2 or 3 weeks.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know quite when.
Making some beautiful improvements to them. A little bit of updating.
So it's interesting, because some of the things that people want to update right now involve like lumber, and the cost of lumber's gone up, or, you know, things that it's hard to get. Or if you live in a neighborhood that has a HOA, which both of these do, and you want to put a new roof on, well, you have to wait till your architectural review board meets and then put your request in and let them, you know, say yes, whether or not you can have a roof and get the shingle color that you want, et cetera, et cetera. Or change your front door, change the color of the paint of your house or whatever. So there's always a process when you live in a neighborhood that has a HOA.
Yes.
And I do think they try to accommodate you as best they can. But so many places, like our neighborhood, meets once a month. So you have to wait till that and then get your answer and then, you know, contract with people, et cetera.
Yeah.
So, yeah, interesting. So that's why we don't know when anything's actually going to happen.
Well, I told some people, including all of our listeners today, that we would have a haunted house story.
Oh, wait, before you do that, there's a caller.
Oh, there's a caller. Good. We got Larry. Hello, Larry.
I won't burn time. Quick guess, California.
It is not California.
Why did
you guess California?
Excuse me?
Why did you guess California?
Well, because of the price of real estate. And
Well, California.
I thought you were going to say because it's all the fires.
Well, that, and I think I know which it is now. It was between that and another state.
All right, don't guess the other state. But
I'll give somebody else a chance.
The fires are only very recent, and there are still many areas in California that are doing very, very well. But good guess.
Yes.
Are they wildfires, or are they being set? That's your question.
Most of the fires in California, from what I understand, are caused by lightning.
Lightning initiated?
Yes.
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 But you can't believe everything you hear.
Well, that's true, Larry. Thanks for calling.
I didn't say that. Excuse that.
You've been listening.
Flip that out, Angela.
We appreciate you, Larry. You've been listening for years and years. You too.
You too, Larry.
Bye-bye. All right. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. All right. Our haunted house story, which is just kind of more factual than anything else. There was a survey of 2,000 Americans done by Realtor.com, and the result of the survey was 62% of those respondents saying they would not purchase a house that was rumored to be haunted.
I'm in that number.
Okay, but here's the but, and the but is probably more interesting.
What?
56% who live in a current house that they believe is haunted have not thought about moving. They're perfectly content with living in a haunted house.
Really? That means that 44% of them are thinking about moving.
Perhaps.
Because it's a haunted house.
Okay. Now, here's the interesting thing. Some people... Oh, do we have another call? Okay. Now, here's the interesting... Oh, yep. We do have another call. Craig. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning. I just wanted to make my guess on the state in question.
Yes.
Thank you.
Hawaii.
Hawaii.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Why do you think Hawaii?
Well... Just my guess was the pandemic's effects on the tourist industry, namely being the airline industry and cruise ships.
Well,
great
that's
guess.
A good guess. It is not Hawaii. And by the way, the answer has nothing to do with the pandemic.
Okay.
So, but thank you for listening. Do you have any real estate questions for us while you have us on the line?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid not.
Okay.
But, okay.
I gather a lot of information listening to you.
Well, good.
Aww,
thanks so much.
Thank you. We appreciate you listening.
Have a good day. All right. Getting back to the haunted house thing. Now, a lot of people have asked us, what do we need to disclose to a potential buyer? And the answer is a little bit complicated. Now, we as realtors, if we know something about a home, we as realtors have a very high duty to disclose it. So if we are aware or have knowledge from a neighbor or from the seller that the house may be haunted, we have to notify the prospective buyer. Now, the other side of the coin is, does the property owner... Now, in Florida, the property owner is not required to complete what's called a property seller's disclosure. Here's the however to that. If they do complete a seller's property disclosure, they have to be honest or they can get sued. So it's a five-page document, at least it is here in Northeast Florida Association of Realtors, and there's a catch-all question. And the catch-all question is there anything else that you believe the buyer would want to know about the property? I would think that if the house is haunted, that would be something that the buyer wants to know. So if the seller leaves out that the house is haunted and the buyer moves into the house and it turns out that it's haunted and perhaps they find out from a neighbor, oh yeah, that's the house that's haunted. Everybody knows that. Then they have a recourse against the seller. So it's kind of a complicated answer. We have to disclose it if we know it. The seller needs to disclose it if he completes a seller's property disclosure. So interesting twist on that one.
Well, here's what I think.
What do you think, Angela?
I think when you're going to buy a house in a neighborhood that you should chat with the neighbors before you complete that purchase. So you'll see people out and you might say, hey, I'm moving into the neighborhood. You know, I bought.
Or thinking of moving into the neighborhood.
Yep. And, you know, maybe I've bought somebody's house, whatever. Ask your questions. What do you like about living here? You know, what's the atmosphere like? Do people like to come out and talk to each other? Is it kind of quiet? Whatever. Ask those questions. Things, whatever it is that's important to you. I don't know what those questions are. And as the realtor, I don't ask because we're not allowed to ask. But you're going to live in the home and you do have a right to know. And a great source of information is neighbors.
Yes.
They tell lots of information because they believe they're being helpful. And they are.
Yes.
They are being helpful.
Now, you can tell a lot about a neighborhood by driving around the neighborhood, looking at the types of cars that are there, looking at the
people, you know, park in the street. If you don't like, yes, that, you know, drive when people would typically be home. Oh, yeah, it's COVID. They're home all the time now.
Yeah. Are the lawns kept up or not?
Yeah.
And, you know,
whatever it is that's important to you.
If a house is haunted, it's probably going to be an older house because generally, I guess, if you believe in haunting, it's probably going to be an older neighborhood, an older home. To give more time for people to, I guess, pass away in
That's
the home.
That's not true. Do you remember when we went to look at a house? Do you remember?
I don't know which house you're referring to.
I don't want to give too much information because I don't want to be.
All right. Well, let me give the answer to the quiz. The answer to which state has not have a positive realty going on right now is North Dakota. And when I tell you the reason, you'll understand it. Several years ago, North Dakota had a huge boom in real estate because of oil. The oil pipeline was going in. There were not enough houses, and the price of houses and rentals went
crazy.
Went crazy.
Yeah.
Now, the oil prices went dramatically down.
Right.
And now the oil workers are not there anymore, and the price of real estate has gone way, way down. And all the oil workers are not there anymore, so there's a glut of homes. There's a glut of overpriced homes. There's nobody there to buy them. There's a glut of rental properties, and the real estate market has virtually collapsed. Hmm. There's nobody moving there. People are moving out. Homes are in foreclosure. It's just terrible there. Hey, the Van Wees are on tap. They have a big thumbs up, and they have had that for quite some time now.
Been good.
So it is great. Who knows what's going to happen around election time? Perhaps they're going to talk about that in the weeks coming. They're shaking their head. Yes, they are. We still have that vacant lot for sale. We had an almost sale on that this particular week. Hey, folks, if you need assistance with buying or selling or just some information about perhaps what you're going to do to make your house better for the sale in the future, we'd be happy to help you. Call Angela at 465-3845, 465-3845. You can call me at 687-8161. If you want us both to come, we'd be happy to do that. We'd love to meet so many of our listeners that we have over the past. We hope you have a blessed week. More importantly, a healthy and safe week. God bless everyone. We'll talk to you next week.